Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Before you invest in anything, either property or any business, get educated, have mentors, and those things that help me.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tarun Shum, and in this episode, we continue the conversation with property investor Sanjeev Sah. We delve into the strategies that have helped him through his career, more stories about properties in his portfolio and how he was able to find them, why building relationships within the industry is so beneficial, and much, much more. We start off by delving into what was one of the lowest points in Sah's property investing journey and how that impacted him.
In my property journey, I really did well, and the credit goes to all the education. But when I looked, the worst was like, I started investing back in 2006, in 8, right, back in India, and until 2013. So that 5 years, I bought 2 properties, right? One residential, commercial, but I did like old school where I'm like trying to pay off, and I didn't took a loan actually. So that's, I consider like, this is the only properties where it's a full of leverage game, right? Where you can pay 10-20% from your side and the bank pays you rest. And all I did is like, so my 5 year gone and all I had is 2 properties, but it's paid off, right? But I could have done much better and I look at the opportunity cost. It was huge because at that time, if I could have bought in Australia, I would have been much better position. But at the same time, when I look back, if I would have invested in Australia without education, maybe I would have done gone back, right? So it's like, so that's one of where my thing is like, no, where I learned through the opportunity cost. But I'm glad that later I invested in education and changed my game, yeah.
We find out more about the current state of his property portfolio and he shares with us on how many he currently holds.
Altogether, I bought like 7 properties, right? 2 back in India, 5 in Australia. And in these 5 properties, now I'm building another 3 properties.
These are lands that you bought and you're going to develop on these?
So these are not lands. In these 5 properties, like one of the property where I can build another house on the back, where I've got the DA approved and the subdivision is approved as well. So we'll be just putting another house which I'm planning to build towards the end of this year, right? So this is in the front, it's a positive cash flow property. This is another where I have renovated a little bit and we're going to build another house, right? And there's another property which I bought last year before I quit my job and got into the full-time property world, where the property is a neutral property and I can build another 2 properties on the same. So it is sitting on a 3 title. So all I have to do is a boundary readjustment and I'm getting 2 land for free. All subdivided. Of course, there is a bit of expense in doing all those process. Then pretty much you're getting the land for free and the holding cost is 0 for me because there is a rent coming from the existing house. I think when the market was down, and again, this is near to Sydney. So I thought, oh my God, because if you can build 2 boxes, 2 houses on that, and if you sell everything, you're looking around 250K of profit. Or if you hold it, you're looking around 20,000 positive cash flow.
With such an amazing outcome, we hear more about how he was able to find profitable properties.
So this is, again, based on what I learned in the property is like, in the property world, property is the last thing. Sounds weird, right? But it's all about people and building the rapport and trust and the relationship with the real estate agent and the people around in the property world, right? So these are the suburbs where I have literally gone and spoken to the real estate agent in a professional manner, build that rapport, trust that I'm a genuine guy. I don't bluff around, or I provide the right feedback, right? So what happens is, now those good deals comes to me because I have clearly told my agents, right, that send me the positive cash flow properties, or I'm looking where I can do multiple strategies, right? Not that because I can just subdivide, that's it. I should be able to have multiple, like at least two opportunities in the property, right? And if you find that, give me a call. I will definitely buy. And if I can't buy it, I will find someone, either my friend. And now again, I'm in the property buying business. So now I have got a pool of clients always there, right? But earlier I said, you know what? I know a lot of property people, they will be happy to buy. Just let me know. And that's where a lot of good deals come, where, and especially when the market is soft, right? They know there are not many buyers, people have fear, and someone is desperate to sell. And then they call me. And if it is a really good deal, it's a done deal, right? I can sign the paperwork in 2 days. And that's what happened with that property. They called me and I said, you know what, if it is a good deal. I was in Fiji, actually. I was attending Tony Robbins, one of the wealth and health mastery event. And I got the mail that, oh, Abhi, I got such a good property, Sanjeev. I think definitely for you. Have a look. And I look at the contract. I said, okay. And then I came to Sydney next. I think I was about to come anyways. And then I went next day, look at the property. Same day, I went to the council, had a simple conversation to see everything's fine. And next day, I signed the contract after negotiating it.
Building these business and personal relationships within the industry is a way of providing various opportunities.
The key thing is, see, when we start doing things and build that rapport, right, people trust you that because we want to sell it, this guy will understand the opportunity. Because opportunity is always in front of us, right? But we are not ready, we don't understand the opportunity, and we say, oh, you know what, no, let me think, and you never go back, right? But when you know, and that's where people trust, and they say, oh, and that's where, like, I say, you know what, or I'll give them feedback, you know what, it looks like okay opportunity, but there are certain problems, and I'm not willing to take that risk. So let's renegotiate the price for what I want, or if otherwise I'm not taking that one. And that's where I get the upper hand.
Saar has been on a long journey to get to where he is currently. And with so much experience, we hear about the one moment in which he realized that he was on the right track.
When I did my first deal with zero serviceability, and all I had is 20,000 cash, and I could find a joint venture partner. Not because I was in a job, because of my energy showing that I'm talking about property, how passionate I am about it, right? And the stuff I'm talking about, I was able to attract people and still go and do a deal and make money from. And that was my aha moment, because before that, I had no knowledge even what the council does. From there to going 100 kilometers away from my where I live and talking to the agents and becoming an expert in that council and able to find a deal, even without talking to a town planner, that deal, right? Before that, I have spoken to multiple town planners. That was a game changer for me. And make money, that was like, oh my God. Because that was my first thing where I had seen money making out of my job, right? Where I have done. Because of the plan, prices gone up. That was like a fluke, right? Because I didn't know. It could have gone down also, right? And that's what happens with the apartments, right? Given me the whole belief and like, I can do it. It's no rocket science. And that's where people are becoming successful. And then rest is history for me now.
Saar educated himself on many different concepts and bought different properties. We get to hear more about the strategy he uses when buying investment properties.
I look for like 3 strategies. So like, say, when I look at a property, right, I look for multiple strategy. At the same time, I ask 2 questions, like, how can I add more value? And has to be a positive cash flow property. And once I've done this deal, right, will it give me enough equity to go and buy the next property? Because the property could be just positive cash flow, right? Or it could have just the equity. But I need to know both the things which should align. And if it doesn't fit positive cash flow and enough equity, it doesn't have to be 100% equity for the next buy. But even if it gave me 50%, 60%, I'm happy, right? So that's my initial questions. And then the strategy was like, okay, how can I add value by maybe renovation, or there's a good floor plan where I can add a room, or maybe just add another bathroom because of the layout changes, not a structural. And then, of course, subdivide and build another house, or at least put a granny flat in New South Wales, right? At the same time, in between, I was doing room by room rental also for a good cash flow strategy. run Airbnb also. And I really did well on that also as a good positive, because my whole strategy were more aligned to getting out of the job in the next 5 years. So what does it mean is that I need to really have a good cash flow so that I can get out of the job, right? Otherwise, how you do get out of your job? So my whole thing was positive cash flow, at the same time manufacture equity so that you keep buying, because just buying one or two properties is not going to help you get out of the job. Or
the Airbnb strategy is an interesting one, and Sa shares more details on how it works.
My whole thing is in property, I'll do everything so that just to test and learn what is experience, and then I choose what I love or not. So I did Airbnb on one of my property, very short time, for I think 4 months time. And I had two employees from Sydney living for long term. And it was a good thing. I mean, again, it was more of a team building exercise. For me, it was like, okay, I get an inquiry. I say, okay, confirm. I can look at the profile. So it was not much time. And once they move out, I had to just text the cleaner, right? Saying, can you go out? And I was always looking at people who can leave for 3-4 days. So if you want to leave for 1 year, I'm not in 1 day, then I'm not giving the booking, right? So it has to be minimum 3 days. So that, and it again was to learn and test the thing, how it works rather than, so, and it was working. But then I thought it's more of a, because I was the job and I was growing in my portfolio and everything. So I said, you know what, no, let's leverage and just go for a long-term rental and let the agents manage. Because, yeah, so I didn't do it for long-term, yeah.
Coming up after the break, we'll find out more about Sanjeev Sa's why and how that drives him.
Property is a vehicle, right? But without the why and having those education, I would have not moved, yeah.
What are you still learning about the property industry?
And of course, now I'm learning a lot about business, because in my biology and business, property is the easiest part for me. But then there is a lot to learn about building more great relationship and how to grow the business.
And that's next. I'm Tarun Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. Sa previously shared about why he wanted to get into property, but after some time, he discovered a new source of motivation.
I think what happened is when my parents came back in 2013, I saw that there was a pain, and of course, I was more attached to my mom. Of course, I love my dad also. And when they were like, I realized that they're getting older. And when I look back at my job also, I was thinking, oh, I'm doing good. The salary is decent, right? But if I'm growing, then you can see that I was getting really time poor. And I had that pain that my parents, they need my 1 or 2 months' time, I'm not able to give, because I might have the property and the job. So the family priorities, right? And you need that income for your everyday expenses. When I got into the property education, that's where people talk about write your why and really see your why and attach to your goal and everything. And that's where, and 2015, again, what happened is then when my daughter was born, and 2016, when I was to start putting her in the daycare, she was crying. She would be sick, and still I have to drop her. And that's where my pain become like real pain, right? And as a priority also, because now I can see things, because my parents were back in India, so I couldn't see. So that pain was not that severe. But when I see my daughter and dropping her, that's where I said, this is not negotiable, right? And that's where I said, my why is that I want to get out of my job, not because I don't want to work or something like that, because I need that passive income. And now I know the vehicle also, that is property. Because earlier I was not knowing the answer, how to get there, right? But once I found, I said, I'm not listening. I had my own world where it was me, my wife, my daughter, and all my mentors and this property community. And I said, you know what? I'm going hard on that. And I have money or I don't have money. I'm doing it for my big why. And that fiber thing become only, and in only 2018, right? So I started in 15. In 2018, I was invited by Dimsna Board by the I Love Real Estate community to share my journey. I was one of the finalists to share my journey, where they select the success stories. And I was sharing my journey in front of 800 people in Melbourne, where I shared my whole portfolio just to inspire and show that it's all possible. And that's what And in 18, it was longer. And I said, you know what? But given the my progress and everything, maybe by end of 2019, I'm looking to quit my job. And in 2019, in January, I was speaking to Ben Handler, right? from the Viage Institute. And that's where I was helping friends and everything. And that's where I said, oh, because there's a lot of fear around buying property, even though it's one of the best vehicle to help people. And that's where I opened my buyer agent company in March itself. And then I quit my job earlier because I had a passive income around $65,000. And I said, you know what? Now I can really go full time and help people buying the, giving them the mindset, buying the right properties, helping them even with the renovation, the subdivision, anything they want, right? But yeah, that was my why. And that's helped me to push because property is a vehicle, right? But without the why and having those education, I would have not moved. Yeah.
Many of the people that mentored him and taught him about the various facets of property investing have had a huge impact on his life. We find out who these mentors are.
Everyone are successful in their own strategy and what they preach and teach, right? And mindset is also an ongoing process, right? It's an everyday thing because you can't say, oh, I now learned everything, now my mindset is 100%. And no, it just changes every day, right? So I think now all the mentors, and they specialize in particular strategies, and I just keep learning and say, okay. So it was all my mentors, and I think they have all thing in common. They talk about the risk profile, having big goals, but to start small. And the persistency and consistency is the key. So I think, see, last 4 years, it's been just 4 years for me in my property journey. And in 4 years, I think I spent more than 100K of my investment on myself, right? Education. I'm part of Tony Robbins also. Then I heard about Tony Robbins and said, oh, now it's become a very good addiction to invest on myself and just keep learning and get the mindset and pushing myself. And of course, you get surrounded by a lot of other like-minded people, right? And you know, like, okay, now I need to something to discuss in commercial. I know whom to call. I need on property development, on renovation. So it's like, you're just mitigating your risk also, right? And then you know that. And that's where, when I met Ben Handler, he said, I was not knowing that. So until 2018, I was knowing there's something called buyer agent, right? But I was not knowing that in 19, I'll have a business. And I'll be a buyer agent, right? But when I saw the opportunity, I said, okay, what are the deep things here, right? What is the opportunity? The opportunity is to really help the people because people are buying wrong products. They're not clear on the strategy, right? And even a lot of people are getting the education. There's still a lot of fear and hurdle in the life where they need to leverage the right people, right? So it was a big value I can give. At the same time, it's like, I can help them with the renovation and on so forth.
As a buyer's agent, he is providing more than just the service of finding properties, but rather looking for value in the property that will work in favor of his clients.
I saw like a lot of people now, last year, I think in 6 months' time, I bought around 14 properties, right, for my clients. And a lot of people are like, they're not interested in property, but they're not in learning the property, but they're interested in the passive income property, right? And that's where they really need the help end. And even people are education, getting education, right? Say a lot of people invest on self-education, but unfortunately, only 10% of the people go and take action, right? That's the number I know. So it's still those 90% of the people need those handheld. And it's fine because it's all leverage game, right? Say if I'm constructing, I'm not going and building, it's a leverage game, right? So if I need a solicitor or accountant, it's purely leverage game, right? So it's like, so that's where I saw that it's a good opportunity to really help.
Sai is really big on education and always in the mode of learning. He provides us with some of the books that have helped him learn more about property and getting the right mindset.
I think start with Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I think definitely get an account on audible.com.au and keep getting at least one book a month, right? And listen to those books, Think, Grow, and Think and Grow Rich, that is another favorite book. Yep. I think how to win friends and influence people. That's one other thing. I think these are the few because you do anything, right? Either a job or business, it's all about people, right? Managing people, and that's where people don't understand. And I see a lot of failure or people getting the challenge because of this thing. So it's important to understand it's all about people, right? And property is a vehicle. So we need to master that. And of course, I'm also learning. So there's every day I'm learning on the property journey with my mindset also. There's always, even I get fear, a lot of fear, right? But it's joining this community, talking to like-minded people, that's what, and reading and listening to these books helped me overcome those things, right? And of course, now I'm learning a lot about business because in my biology and business, property is the easiest part for me. But then there is a lot to learn about building more great relationship and how to grow the business and all those so forth. That's what I'm doing. At the same time, it's flexible for me because then I choose how many clients I want to work or what kind of clients I want to work. So, and that was my why, another thing, right? So that I know when I choose to work and with whom, and I have the flexibility that I can help my parents or play with my daughter, right?
Sar shares with us some of the personal habits that may have contributed to his success.
My game changer has been in last 5 years of like investing in education. And that's why I talk to all my clients also and my social media message also, that before you invest in anything, either property or any business, get educated, have mentors, and those things have helped me. And the biggest thing was like making those decisions fast. I think it really helped me because when I look back, I could have gone to MBA room and say, you know what, this is all bullshit. This is just they're trying to sell the product. No, I found and I took action and enjoyed the product and I did it. And then I realized that this is something I'm not liking. It's not that I'm not too happy to put the action. And same thing when I went to Dimfna, free day event, I took that decision, action, and paid $12,000. And you know what? I'm going for it. And so it's. I think our whole destiny is like defined in the moment of decision we take, right? And that's has been my very good or bad, you can say. I think that's really helped me actually. So I think these are a few of the ingredients I would say, because sometimes you have a very good opportunity, but you don't decide. So I think sometimes you have to just see, okay, it is a low risk. Try it, experience it, right?
There are always moments throughout our lives that we wish we could go back and change, and we learn more about those moments in his life.
When I look back, when I see people at the age of 20, 25, they're successful, and I know that they have been because they got this mindset and the education and the system of taking action earlier than me, right? So I generally have no regrets or anything, but I say like, okay, I could have gone in this self-education much before, rather than the age of 35, I could have gone earlier, right? So about now, I'm happy that I'm now becoming that example where my daughter is seeing me and she is talking about property and so forth, even she's 4, right? Because it just comes in the family, and now I'm helping my all entire family where I've got my sister, brother, elder ones. They have got their daughter and sons. So they are seeing us and they know that there are better things and there are better things coming in the future rather than just a job or anything. So I think that's where I'm setting the example, and I'm feeling grateful to myself.
The future is only looking brighter for Sar, and we hear about what he is expecting to accomplish in the near future.
My whole goal setting is around my passive income because I want that freedom and flexibility of time. So like my goal is like having a passive income of 150K in next 3 years' time. I'm halfway through already. And then around 300K of passive income in next 6 years' time. Because it looks like, okay, initially it's like really takes time, but then as you grow, it takes an exponential path. And so, yeah, it's all about same thing, like doing my biology business and helping all my clients at the same time, doing the same thing what I'm helping my clients, where I'm buying properties, same thing, multiple strategies, and I have no goals of like doing very big development or something, even though I would like to take that path. But on my personal thing is like, okay, just keep buying with multiple strategies, have cash flow properties done and dusted, move to the next one. And yeah, just take it easy, enjoy life, I think, and have fun on the way.
There is always space for luck to play a role in your career, But ultimately, it comes down to you and what you're willing to do to make things happen.
I think it came more of the hunger and knowing what I need, because unless we know it's what we need, you don't gonna get it. So I think it was more of taking those decisions, getting into the education. And then, of course, I see that luck also came in my life, right? Or I don't know, or I went into the luck. So it's because going to those events and spending money and having the trust on other people. So I would say luck has been part, but it was more of taking action and that ability to understand the opportunity. And then I think even the gods say, you know what, if you want to be a millionaire, at least buy the lottery ticket, right? So I think, yeah, luck is a bit of a part, but I think it's more of the taking action and going forward and trusting the system. And there is a understanding that there is a way to doing things better. And
if you want to reach out to Sanjeev Sah after the podcast, he provides the details on how to do so.
They can go to my website at www.investorsdream.com.au, or they can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn. Yeah, I think my phone number is 0413543734.
Thank you to Sanjeev Sah, our guest on this episode of Property Investory.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.